This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 403, How to Show Your Confidence When You Accept a Compliment in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
When you get a compliment, don't reject it, accept it and own it, and stay centered. Today, you'll find out how to do it in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing in New York City today?
Hello, Lindsay. I am doing very well. Thank you. The weather is so nice.
Oh, it's amazing. September is my favorite month because the weather is beautiful. I just love it. I feel so inspired when I go out for my coffee break. It's awesome.
I know. There's something about the... I love the beginning of the fall. It's just...
Yes. It's amazing. It's
then,
amazing.
Then with the time change, then my opinion changes. But right now, it's like a really, really nice time.
So for now, you just got to enjoy
it. Exactly. Be in the present, Michelle.
Be in the present moment, Michelle. I love it. I love it. So what we want to do today, Michelle, is we want to thank our awesome reviewers again, because we love it when you guys leave us reviews. Michelle, who do we want to say thank you to today?
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. So here we go. We want to say thank you to Arleti Vega from Brazil. N Banglish from Korea. Rain Nevermore, I like that name, from China. Ricardo Rocky from Brazil. And 101788 from the Philippines. Thank you guys so much for your reviews.
Oh, it's so awesome. I love it when I get to send you those reviews and we just celebrate. I do a little dance myself. I don't know what you do, Michelle,
but
I
always feel good. A similar dance, yeah, probably similar, yeah.
Exactly.
No, so really, it's really nice because, I mean, it's really nice. They're nice compliments, you know?
Exactly. And we need those reviews to keep this show going in iTunes, guys. So if you haven't left us a review yet, please go on over to iTunes. Yeah. All right. Okay. And our lovely listener, Eve from Thailand, has asked us to talk about an interesting topic today. What's the topic today, Michelle?
The topic is compliments and how to respond to a compliment, which is funny because we were just talking about our reviews and compliments.
I know, exactly. Actually, that's right. That's right. So when you get a compliment, you know, how can you respond? And we're doing this in kind of the wrong order because we haven't done an episode yet on how to give a compliment.
But
we can put that on the list, right, Michelle?
Yes, it's on the list.
It's on the list. Mm-hmm. We've got a long list of topics. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, my basic philosophy on giving accepting or responding to a compliment is don't reject it. Why is this important? Do you agree, Michelle, or do you disagree? What do you think?
I completely, completely agree with you. I don't know when it was, but somewhere many years ago, someone must have said this to me and it really stuck with me. You know, that when somebody gives you a compliment, you should say thank you, you know, or something that says, yes, I agree. I think, you know, there's a tendency to just kind of reject it as you're saying, Lindsay. And I don't think that's right. You want to show that you're confident, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's so funny because sometimes when we get a compliment, we get a little bit uncomfortable, like we don't deserve it, right? So we say things to kind of justify, like when we got on Skype today, you said, oh, your hair looks great today. I said, oh, it must be the camera angle.
Right. I know. That's true. Yeah, you did. You said it because you guys, you should see Lindsay today. Her hair is amazing. And she looks amazing. And so I felt the need to compliment her, which we didn't even think about it for the episode, but really it just came up naturally, like the first thing. And, but of course, Lindsay, you were like, oh, it's the camera angle. Oh, no. You know?
I don't know why I did that. So it wasn't exactly it wasn't exactly a rejection, but it also wasn't accepting the compliment fully. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel when I said that?
I felt like I wanted to affirm, like, my compliment. I wanted to, because then I said to you, no, you should own it. I said, no. I said, no, it isn't the camera angle. You look great.
It is so funny that that happened today.
I know,
as we were just starting our recording session.
Yeah, I know. That's really uncanny. But yeah, so
good work.
Thank you. I felt the need to be like, wait a second. No, you should own that compliment.
Exactly. So next time you tell me my hair looks good, I'm going to own it, right?
That's
I'm going
right.
to be centered. And maybe I'll say a little something more, right? Add a little something on to talk about, oh, I found this great stylist, or yeah, you know, I've had a nice curl this week or something. Right. So own it and extend it a little bit, extend the conversation just a tiny bit, right? So Michelle, today we want to give our listeners some phrases for how to respond to that compliment and how they can actually own it and not reject it like I just did.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, I mean, it makes you sound more confident and I don't know. I was just telling Lindsay that I was talking about this with my husband the other day about how you should own a compliment. And he was saying, yeah, we tend to just throw compliments away. Oh no. Or almost like give credit to somebody else, you know, like, oh, your hair looks great. Oh, it's the camera angle,
it's
right?
It's the camera angle.
Put the attention on something else. That's the reason why it looks great. And, you know, we were talking about it and our impression of someone really, I don't know. You want to be thought of as a confident person. Like if somebody gives you that compliment, don't, because then also if they have to keep on saying, oh, no, it really does. I mean, this is not against you, Lindsay, but I'm just talking about in general about what it does. Yeah. You just want to accept it. And it's hard for me to do that as well, because I'm kind of I'm like, oh no, you know, I don't, even though I do radio, I'm kind of feel awkward about getting a lot of attention sometimes.
Yeah. So sometimes there's that awkward space where what do we say? How do we respond? And Michelle, I think this is also could be a gender thing, right? I mean, what did your husband, what did he say?
Yeah, he agreed. I mean, I think probably the conversation came up because maybe even he did it. Maybe he said, oh no, about a compliment. I don't know. I mean, I think women probably do it more than men, but I think men have a tendency to do it as well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably more common for women, but maybe even nowadays that, you know, in urban spaces, gender roles are becoming kind of less clear, obviously, right? So it might be that men are starting to do this more and more, at least in the US. I don't know. That's just my guess. That's really throwing that out there. But so the idea, guys, is own it, stand in it, be centered, accept your compliment, and don't make the person say it again. Don't make them feel unjustified in saying that. Don't disagree with them if they're going to give you a nice compliment. So let's throw out some phrases for our listeners, Michelle.
Awesome.
What can they say? I mean, it's very simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, for example, you could just say, oh, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Really simple. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Very neutral. Or you can just say, thank you.
That's what I tend to do, honestly. Now, I guess I just keep it short because maybe I don't extend it because I'm still a little uncomfortable. So I want to show like, yes, that's right. But I'm like, okay, just like, let's talk about something else right now.
Okay. But for me, this would be harder than saying, oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Because when you say thank you, there's a full stop.
Right.
And there's silence. And I struggle with that silence.
Mm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, but that's another topic. So that's really interesting. So,
oh, yeah, I like that silence. Yeah.
Yeah. So just saying thank you and stop, right? Until the conversation moves on instead of saying something else. So what's another thing we could say, Michelle, to accept that compliment?
Okay. Well, you could say thanks a lot.
Yep. Also very right. simple. Or just the fourth one is thanks for that. Right.
Thanks for that compliment.
Yeah, thanks for that or thanks for that compliment. Good.
Yeah, you would probably just say thanks for that, but yeah, that's what you mean by that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, but I think the key to this, because we talk about connection, not perfection. That's what we're here for. That's why we publish this podcast for you guys. What can we actually do, Michelle, when someone gives us a compliment to continue and deepen that connection with the person?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you can do is actually use it as a connection, as like a bridge. And you can say something nice back, for example, right?
Yeah, exactly. So give them a compliment back, but don't make it seem inauthentic, right? Don't search for something or just say something because you feel you need to give them a compliment.
Right. Like, oh, your hair is nice. Oh, your hair is nice too. Or, you know, like make it seem real. I mean, make it real.
Yeah, exactly. And we can always tell when a compliment is really heartfelt, when it's, when it's meaningful, sincere. When the person has taken the time to think about it, or when it's just a surface level blanket statement, right? Yeah. And we could also use it as a bridge just to go into another topic about the person. You could just ask about what's going on in their life, right? Change the, you know, accept your compliment, say thank you, and say, so what's going on with you?
Right. And that's what I think mine tends to be. I think it's the thank you, and then I cut it, and then probably I change the attention to something else. So this is something I could do, like, oh, so how's school going or something?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then the third thing you could do is, again, just accept it and move on to making a comment about your shared surroundings, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be the weather, or it could be, you know, today I'm in my co-working space in Central Square with other entrepreneurs. And if someone gave me a compliment on my hair here today, I could say, thanks. What do you think about Work Bar? Or what do you think about the coffee here at Work Bar? Right?
Right. And I guess, but it that's interesting that you said about, you know, the full stop. And then I also wonder about changing the subject too quickly, because now I'm thinking maybe I do change the subject too quickly. And I'm wondering if that also is just as bad as rejecting the compliment. What do you think?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it also depends on your tone of voice. Right. Are you saying it in a rushed way? Are you really rushing to the next topic? In that case, it may be like rejecting it because you're not giving it the space and the time.
Right. So I think, yeah, that's a good point. I think that like making it smooth, making the transition in a smooth way rather than choppy and like, oh, thank you. So how's your life?
Just make sure it's all natural. Yeah, it's so important to monitor ourselves. And Michelle, we could do another episode on this, on, you know, slowing down.
I need a lesson on that.
Yeah. A couple of nights ago, I was out with someone for a beer and I realized I was talking really fast. Mm-hmm. Right. And all of a sudden I stopped kind of mid sentence and I became very slow and kind of methodical in the way I was speaking. And it was refreshing. I just stopped myself. Right. I said, why do I have to rush in this conversation?
I definitely tend to rush as well.
But we get the power back, Michelle, and we get the kind of the momentum back in the conversation if we slow down.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because then people are kind of hanging on your every word.
Yeah, I love that. It gives you a lot of power.
If you talk.
Like, yeah, exactly. Silence can be used very strategically. I think in certain Asian cultures that we know about that, right? In different parts of the world, silence is used in negotiation very strategically. Mm. So maybe we could have one of our listeners on the show someday. Yeah. So anyways, Michelle, should we show our listeners how to go ahead and do this through a couple of conversations? Are you ready?
I am so ready.
All right. So, hey, Michelle, you know, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but you really have a solid radio voice.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. I really appreciate that. You know, you have a lot of energy behind the mic, so I think that together we make a really great team.
Thanks for that. I love being behind the mic and making podcasts for our listeners. So yeah, we're a good team.
Yay!
Yeah, I love that. So with that one, I mean, what phrases did we use? Mm-hmm.
So you told me you have a great radio voice, which thank you very much. I said, oh, thanks, Lindsay. I really appreciate that. And then I did the whole giving you a compliment back.
Right. But you gave me an authentic compliment,
exactly.
Right? Because it's true. I do have energy. I mean, right. I could say that I have energy behind the mic. I know that's true, right? You would have taken some time, you know, you took some time to think about that. You mm-hmm. didn't just say, oh, you too. You have a good radio voice too.
Right.
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 Yeah.
And then I said, you know, that together we make a great team.
Yeah. So you're talking about a shared circumstance, mm-hmm. right? A shared situation or a shared project. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a good example of deepening that connection. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right. Shall we go for another one?
Yeah. And I just want to highlight for our listeners, I also said, thanks for that.
Oh,
right.
When
you
right.
told
I'm
me,
sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No problem. So when you said, you know, you have a lot of energy behind the mic, I said, thanks for that. Right. Thanks for that. A little intonation there going up. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. So in this situation, okay. We are at my place in Cambridge, Mass. And Michelle, go ahead. Do you have something to say?
I do. Lindsay, you have an awesome apartment. It's in such a good location and the neighborhood is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know, I really feel grateful to have found it. I've been here for 5 years because it's the best value I could ever find. But tell me about your place, Michelle. I mean, how long have you been there?
I've been in my current apartment for a little bit over a year, and I really like it. It's a very nice apartment. The ceilings are very high, and I'm very short. And because the ceilings are high, so are the cabinets. And
oh, no.
So are the, like, the, what do you call it for the blinds? The stick for the blinds?
Oh, I'm not sure what that's called.
Whatever,
good question.
But everything is a little bit too high for me, so I stand on a lot of chairs. But I love my apartment, and I really like the neighborhood. It's really getting built up, so it's really exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. And so that's another perfect example of making that bridge, mm-hmm. right? On to the next topic. I put it back to you and I didn't give you another compliment, but this time I asked you about your place, mm-hmm. right? So a good bridge. And from there, now that you've told me about your place, there's so many things that I could say to continue that conversation. Oh, do you tend to choose apartments that have high ceilings? If I want to make a joke, right? Or a number of things I could do now that I can deepen that connection and get to know you better.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We can talk about, how tall are you, Lindsay?
I'm 5'4".
Okay. So you're a little bit taller than I am, but we're both on the shorter side.
We're both on the shorter side.
So we can talk. We can lament about being short.
That's true. Exactly. Another thing we have in common, you know, what is it like to be a short person out in the world?
Or in your apartment. Yeah, no, but really now I kind of felt compelled to share that interesting little fact about myself. And now we can go on to lots of other things.
You got it. So in that case, you know, I just said, oh, you know, you said, oh, you have such an awesome mm-hmm. apartment. And I just said, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And I said, I feel grateful. And then I asked you about your place. You know, tell me about your place. An open-ended question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Michelle, today's episode is pretty simple, you know, but I think the philosophy behind today's episode in our point of view is coming back to being centered. Don't reject a compliment. It's really kind of an insult to the person who's
right.
giving you that compliment. Be centered, own the compliment, and agree with the person. If someone says you have nice hair, yes, you do have nice hair, right?
Yeah, exactly. Own it.
I know. I should have listened to this episode earlier today.
Too bad it didn't exist completely.
I know. So guys, if you have any questions about today's episode, come back to allearsenglish.com and type in 403 in the search bar and leave us a comment at the bottom of this episode.
Yeah.
All right. This has
great
been good,
job,
Michelle.
Lindsay.
Good reminder.
You did an excellent job on today's episode.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Michelle. I didn't mess it up this time.
You never
All right.
do.
Let's wrap it up for today, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lindsay. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.